This is Passport to Texas. Mike Eckert lives just outside of Fredericksburg. He's battling with an invasive plant called giant reed, or Arundo donax, that's taking over a creek on his property.
Best I understand, it don't spread from seeds. It spreads from pieces that are washing out and lodging somewhere and starting to grow again.
Next week on the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series, watch a segment called Raising Cain that explores the impact of this invader that threatens nearly every river system in Texas.
We're almost to Pernalis. Another half mile, you hit the Pernalis down here. And they've got this stuff in the Pernalis, too. But it's spreading pretty quick. And it's all over. Everywhere you go, it's there. So it's going to take a massive effort to wipe it out. And I'm not sure they'll ever wipe it out.
Texas Parks and Wildlife aquatic invasive species specialist Monica McGarity and a team of biologists is fighting back. They're using an herbicide that will hopefully kill this introduced invasive weed.
Arundo is a grass, but it's a grass on steroids. It grows 30 to 40 feet tall, huge, dense canes, so dense that wildlife really even can't get through it. And so this is a really aggressive plant, and it's important to take equally aggressive action to manage it.
View the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV segment, Raising Cain, next week on PBS. Check your local listings. The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.